Not all the big names in liberal politics will be in Boston this week for the Democratic convention. Among those who prefer a role behind the scenes is George Soros. Over the last year, the billionaire investor has supplied several millions of dollars to galvanize progressive opposition to President Bush. NPR's Peter Overby has this report.
To the extent that George Soros used to have a public image, it was something like this. A philanthropist with an old-world manner, a Jewish-Hungarian refugee who became a U.S. citizen 43 years ago, a fabulously wealthy international investor who now funnels millions of dollars through his private foundations, nourishing new democracies around the globe. That was before this presidential campaign. The new picture? Soros as a raging liberal, funneling $16 million at last count into political organizations with a single goal, to make George W. Bush a one-term president. In an interview with NPR, Soros suggested both images might be valid.
I have this network of foundations throughout the world to promote open society. And it's out of that engagement that my engagement in the United States came about.
Soros is spending his own money here, not foundation money, and he can afford it. Institutional Investor magazine estimates that he earned $750 million just last year. So $16 million is essentially pocket change. At the same time, it's also enough money to shake up American politics.
They've helped with a jump start on some really important work.
That's Wes Boyd, a founder of the internet grassroots group MoveOn.org. To see how much of a jumpstart Soros provided, look back to last October. President Bush was outpolling all of the named Democratic presidential candidates. He was also setting fundraising records, $70 million raised, with twice that much yet to come. At MoveOn, Boyd was raising money, too, for a TV campaign attacking President Bush's policies. He and Soros had never met.
I think a mutual acquaintance suggests that we meet each other. And, you know, I went to the meeting just expecting a meet and greet, basically, first time meeting.
But Soros cut to the chase. He offered the MoveOn voter fund up to $2.5 million to be matched by $5 million from small donors.
I was caught kind of flat-footed.
And Boyd's organization wasn't even the biggest beneficiary. Soros had already committed $10 million to America Coming Together, or ACT, a group mobilizing likely Democratic voters. ACT had targeted five of the 17 battleground states. With the Soros money, it targeted all 17.
The paradigm of the big contributor, you know, either, you know, to bankroll a candidate or to bankroll the Democratic Party is not a new one.
Curtis Ganz was a key operative on Senator Eugene McCarthy's 1968 presidential campaign. That was the campaign that forced President Lyndon Johnson into retirement. Ganz says that when McCarthy was preparing to run, his risk capital came from just a few wealthy supporters. But today, those venture capitalists can't bankroll a candidate or a party committee.
You know, what the campaign finance law has done, essentially, is make that person, in this year probably Soros, be the bankroller of the external group.
So some of the risk capital flows to so-called Section 527 organizations, groups named for the section of the tax code that regulates them. When the campaign finance reform law took effect, liberals were quick to set up 527s, including the MoveOn Voter Fund and ACT. Republicans called the 527s illegal. The Bush campaign filed a complaint accusing Soros, among others, of an ongoing criminal conspiracy. But no judge or agency has said it's illegal, and it's doubtful that any will, at least before Election Day. So now conservatives, like Brian McCabe, head of the Progress for America Voter Fund, are playing 527 catch-up.
If anyone listening today wants to be the Republican George Soros, they can clearly give to Progress for America Voter Fund at pfavoterfund.com, and we will gladly take their $20 million.
Last winter, Soros said he welcomed the debate his contributions had sparked. But as he has explained why he gave, the debate has turned nasty. In the spring, Soros challenged the fundamentals of President Bush's war policy. Here, at a progressive conference in Washington, Soros discussed the world perception of two sets of images, the 9/11 terror attacks and the Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison. He called it a very tough thing to say.
There is, I'm afraid, a direct connection between those two events, because the way President Bush conducted the war on terror converted us from victims into perpetrators.
He went on to say the war on terror has claimed more innocent victims than the 9/11 attacks. Republican National Chairman Ed Gillespie called the speech outrageous. Michael Savage, host of one of the top-rated talk radio shows, Savage Nation, went several steps further.
Not only are you a money changer in the temple of truth, but you are a deceitful, backstabbing, unpatriotic, traitorous bastard, in my opinion.
That excerpt was posted by a liberal website, MediaMatters.org.
I've been exposed to similar campaigns in other countries where I operate, most recently in the Ukraine. And it's a bit of a surprise that the same methods are being used in this country.
Outside the political arena, Soros says his foundations and the Bush administration continue to work together on human rights. And as for politics, he says that when he applies the boom-bust analysis that he uses in managing investments, what he sees is a bust for President Bush.
I'm pretty convinced that the ideology of the Bush administration has been exposed, as has brought very negative results, and I think that the country will, in fact, reject those policies.
Which isn't to say he's done making political contributions. He says there could be more money in the Soros pipeline. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.